what he had done for the Jews. Yes, meaning the Lord had brought them through the Red Sea, which was that was called the first Exodus that took place. And then the second Exodus here in that is taking place now is with the Gentiles when this virus came into motion. This is the Gentiles' second Exodus. Amen. Now, this new thing started, and then before I go to talking about the new thing, now there's another third Exodus that's going to outshine everything, because this is when Christ is coming back, his second coming. That's when the third Exodus takes place. Amen. So this new thing started with COVID-19, with the Holy Spirit breaking through and doing a new thing. Amen. And so in this new thing, Isaiah chapter 26, verses 20 and 21 saying, "Come, my people, enter thy into thy chambers and shut thy door about thee." Amen. "Hide thyself as it were for a little moment until the indignation be overpassed." And in verse 21, it says, "For behold," now look at the word "behold," comes up again here in Isaiah 26, after I brought up in verse 21, in verse 19 of Isaiah 43. Here it is coming back to us again. So here in Isaiah 43, it talks about "behold," or "look," or "get your attention." God was trying to get our attention all along. It just didn't start with 2020. God was trying to get our attention even before the virus came. Amen. And so what God is saying is that he himself, not man, is doing a new thing. And here in verse 21, it goes on to say, "Behold, look, the Lord cometh out of his place." And the reason why the Lord is coming out of his place is to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. And also that the earth shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. Amen. When God the Holy Spirit came forth, he did it in an extraordinary manner that disrupted, uncovered, and revealed everything, not some things, but everything that our enemies was trying to hide from us. And if you have noticed, God is tearing down their little kingdom, which have kept them in power, but now their power is over. Amen. The Holy Spirit says this is God's time and season that our enemies should be reckoned with or dealt with for all, not some, but for all the harm that they had done to God's people. That's why in Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 1, it says, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens." And since this is God's set time, he sent his Holy Spirit to meet man in his greatest crisis. And this crisis, which is the virus, which the Holy Spirit ushered in the beginning of his kingdom. Amen. Which also, this crisis was introduced by the change of the nature. Also in this new thing, Isaiah chapter 26 was a psalms of trust, praise, and meditation. And the reason why the Holy Spirit gave us Isaiah 26 during the time of the virus was that he wanted us to trust him, to praise him, and keep on meditating on his word no matter what was happening around us. He said, "Just trust me right now. Just know that if you do and be obedient to what I'm telling you to do, I'll bring you through as pure gold." Hallelujah. Now, in this new thing also, God is calling for his people to prepare for this virus by first repenting. That's why in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, God is calling for us to repent. Those especially who are called by his name to humble, pray, and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways. Amen. Now, repent means to change your mind and confess your sins to the Lord. And also in 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, it says, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive our sins. And not only will he forgive our sins, but he also said he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. So that let us know that we have a responsibility to do something first, and that is to repent and turn from our sins. Now look what God said he will do once we repent. He said he would hear from heaven and would forgive our sins, and he will heal our land. Hallelujah. God has been warning his people before the virus through his true prophets that God himself was tired of their traditions, tired of his people going through the motion and denying the power of the Holy Spirit. Just like Jesus wrote to the seven churches in Revelation, it was also for the churches today. Jesus is talking to us today, saying to us, we have left our first love. We don't love him, and therefore we can't love one another because we don't have Jesus Christ in us. Amen. So Jesus said in John chapter 13, verse 35, says, by this should all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. But the problem is, people have lost their first love, and that is Jesus Christ. So the only love that they have is love for themselves. And another part of this new thing that the Spirit spoke, it is the end of the beginning. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 6, Jesus Christ said to John, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Also in Revelation chapter 16, verse 17, God from his throne saying, it is done, meaning the completion of his wrath. God's final act of judgment before Christ's second coming. Now the words, it is done, means it is finished, it is over, it is completed. The Holy Spirit revealed to me first that God is doing a new thing in 2017. Then the Spirit revealed that it is the end of the beginning in 2018. And in 2021, it will be a time of transition. Hallelujah. Now, what the Holy Spirit was saying is that the end of things the way we knew them to be. And the reason things won't be the same is because God himself brought judgment on this world because of their disobedience. So we can't go back to what we used to do. We can't continue to do the things that we used to do. And I hear so many people say, oh, I'd be so glad when we get back to doing what we was doing. You can forget it. It's not going to be that way. We have to follow the instruction of Jesus Christ in this time. Jesus Christ have shifted the atmosphere. And when he shifts the atmosphere, it's no more going back to what it used to be. Amen. And in this new thing also, God is making all things new. That's why we can't go back to what we used to do, because God is making all things new. So in order to make all things new, there had to be a finish or a completion of something else. And that is the end of the past and the beginning of where Christ is leading us. Amen. Christ gave us instructions on what to do. So we have a responsibility first. And then when we do what we need to do, like I said before, we have to repent. We have to turn from our wicked ways. Because if we don't repent and turn from our wicked ways and turn to God, God can't work on our behalf. Amen. Because without the Lord, we have nothing, nothing that is eternal, nothing that can change our lives, nothing that can save us from sin. So when Christ said he is making all things new, then it is a done deal. Amen. Just as God finished the work of creation in Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, just as Jesus Christ finished the work of redemption in John chapter 19, verse 30, now the Holy Spirit will carry on the work until Jesus Christ returned to make all things new. So this declaration finish was heard at the morning of creation. At Calvary, it is finished, and now repeated here for the last time. It closes all prophecies. What he began, he now finished. So Christ is saying to us, come, all who is thirsty, all who have not accepted Christ as a Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Come, accept Jesus as your Lord. Accept him as your Savior. You still have time. So come now unto Jesus. Amen. Amen and amen. Let us pray. And I thank God for this word. And I pray that this word will lay in your spirit and just work with you and understand that we are living in our last days. And only thing that matter is our relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, we love you. We adore you and we worship you in spirit and in truth. We come according to your word that the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is in the image of God. Your word also says that only in Christ is the veil removed. Lord God, we pray for our lost loved ones to turn to you so that the veil will be taken away. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And may God bless you and keep you. And if you would like to get in contact with me, you can at Providence Family Ministry, Reverend Bobby Gordon, Pastor. Thank you and have a good evening. Amen.
Thank you for listening today to Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Prophetess Herman has a new book called The Holy Spirit Last Sayings to This Millennial Age, The End of the Beginning. This book, along with other books written by Prophetess Herman, can be purchased at thebookpatch.com or at amazon.com. Prophetess Herman can be reached at 318-955-7054. After all, we still have joy.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Kelly's Sitting Services is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LTPCS, NOW SIL, and private duty services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-792-8453 for your in-home care needs. Kelly's Sitting Services Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
This is KAYT FM 881 Gina.